facts and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Usually I say, oh yeah, fuck yeah, but this time I'm saying, oh no, fuck no, because, I have a Mercedes, and I probably have put the sunroof down maybe twice out of the past 4 years of owning it. I wake up in the morning at about 11, and it's a torrential downpour. And the sunroof is open, and all the windows are open as well, and there was a fucking foot of water in there. So now I run out frantic to try to roll them all back up, and I can't find the keys for the life of me. And then I called up Chicazo and found out that he drove home from the note and accidentally kept them in his pocket.
Well,
is Chicazo to blame for this, or yourself?
Let's figure that out. I'm the one to blame,
because I remember when we got out, you said... Do you want me to roll up the windows? And I said, fuck it, who cares?
But I think that half of the reason was because you wanted me to strip for your mom and dad to Lady Gaga on the picnic table. And I think at that moment, it was the music wasn't loud enough with just the windows down, so you decided to put the sunroof open, so we really had full...
That's what it was.
Because you say that? You don't usually put the sunroof open, so I mean, I think that's what killed us, dude.
The real problem was that you guys were both so drunk and so stupid that neither of you thought to close the windows ever.
No, here's the problem.
If you weren't drunk as skunks... One of you would have remembered to shut the fucking window.
This is a prime example of what always happens. Like, for instance, I'll drive the Lambo around all day, and then I'll pull it in the driveway thinking that I'm going to go take it out again, and then, like, time will go by, and then it'll be 8 o'clock at night, and I know that I'm not going to take it out anymore, so then I have to... Like, I should just pull it into the garage every time, but I'll park it right outside thinking that I'm going to go drive it again, and then I leave it there. So
it's been raining like hell, too. So I
probably figured that, you know, the windows being down, we're going to be back in the car in a few minutes but I happened to go to sleep and completely forget. Yeah. And then,
is this the worst of all your cars?
Dude, I'm telling you, like...
It's bad.
It was a goddamn monsoon from like 11 o'clock at night till 11 in the morning. Like,
so my slow
that's
leak,
how much time went by.
The slow leak in a blue Lambo does not compare to this, obviously.
Wow. No, that well.
What was my punishment?
There is no
you
punishment.
You didn't get any.
Wait, I think you wanted me to do 3,000 push-ups.
You were supposed to do 3,000 push-ups in one day.
And I've started that. I didn't start yet, but I'm officially prepping the body.
Dude, I'm telling you, I did 1,000 push-ups in Brazil in one day, and it was a pain in the fucking ass, so... Maybe 2,
I think you can break that down into how many minutes there. I mean, I can do one every second for a while. I can factor that in. We got to get a mathematician in.
Chicazo's punishment for not rolling up the windows is 2,000 push-ups.
It's all good for him.
I was something he'd want. That, I don't even like. You would still be mad at me.
I'm not kidding.
But Chicazo does it, and nothing even happens. You still hung out with him the next day.
Because it was my fault. I remember he said, "Do you want me to roll up the windows?" I said, "Fuck it, who cares? Let's go inside."
And then I think that's why I had the keys, because eventually I wanted to do that. And then
we text all the time. The one text that didn't come through was the
one I texted Missy that night saying, hey, I accidentally took the Ben's keys, but the windows are down, so...
You don't happen to have my voicemail, do you? Or Missy's?
No, I don't have it.
Oh. Missy's like, Chicazo, it's pouring down rain, and all the windows are down, and the sunroof, and there's a foot of water in the car.
I might have that.
And we need to know where the keys are. Then you hear me in the background like, fuck!
Wait, dude, I might have that.
No, I ended the message with, help me! Because you were like throwing shit, destroying the whole house looking for the keys.
Because, dude, you know how annoying it is? Like, looking at your car with like just water dumping in, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Good thing I bought that.
I was like fucking He-Man, and I took the whole solar cover off the pool.
The solar cover.
And I picked it up and lifted it over, and then by then Missy found some tent somewhere else, so we used that.
Wow. Well, it's all out now.
Hold on, I might have it, dude.
Did you just see me get shocked so bad?
Yeah.
I have wet hair because I just got out of the
shower.
Here
it is, here it is.
All right, here we go.
We still have keys to the Mercedes, but every window's down, summer's is open, and there's like a foot of water in it. So if you do have them, I really wish maybe you would have brought them back. Bam's freaking out, and he's destroying the house. Can you please do something? Please help me.
End of message.
Jeez.
Wow, I never got that message.
Dude, that's what I had to wake up to.
Wow.
Just walking into the kitchen, I look outside like, man, it's raining pretty up. Is that the sunroof and the window? No. Oh, dude. But anyway, back to the 1,000 push-ups in Brazil. Whew. It took all day to the point where I had to put my feet on the back of like this big van. It was like a 12-passenger van. I had to put my arms on the seats and legs on the other seats to finish my 1,000 push-ups.
Harder to do
it took all day, dude.
All day.
Dude, I feel like my chest could collapse if I did that.
I was doing
push-ups.
Like intervals of like 50, and then I'd try to do 100.
But I'm going to do it. I'm going to attempt this feat. So, gee, I might need to get, you know, I guess I'll do it wherever the camera is going to do it because I don't want to not do it and film it.
Anytime you think about it, you just have to drop down.
I may not have to. I really don't think I'll have to do it. I think I'm just going to have to camp out and just literally just do push-ups the entire day, you know, with maybe a pee break if you know. Although maybe I'll go while I'm doing
the funniest thing about it, though, like, you're going to be a Kuma or something in town, like, just doing push-ups there, and everybody's going to be like, what the
hell? I'm just going to text people. I'm going to text number updates, like, 436, you know what I mean?
You work out anywhere you go, so.
Dude, the worst is when you're working out, and then, like, your idiot friend always comes up and fucks with you, like, if you're doing push-ups, they'll get behind you and act like they're humming, and you're like, dude, all I'm trying to do is work out. Like, leave me alone right now.
Shit. I worked out for the first time with Chicasso a few days ago.
I heard he worked your ass.
He did work my ass. That ass. My calf muscles hurt so bad for two days.
See, she heard that.
He usually gives her like a 1 minute break, but you're like, burpees. All right, straight into mountain climbs. All right, straight into push-ups. All right, straight.
But I had to go for it because I've been telling you for the last 10 months like how I've been working out like an animal. I couldn't like quit on our first time, so I did it.
Yeah,
but
I knew you were gonna. I knew you were gonna push yourself no matter
and
what.
I had no shoes on. I didn't have a sports bra on. I thought I was gonna die.
I think my Uncle Kevin might be on PCP today because we're sitting outside at the skate park.
Oh, really quick.
And he's mowing the lawn, and he's mowing rocks in the driveway, and the rocks are flying out, hitting the barn, hitting people's cars. Like, one flew right past me. I'm like, what are you doing? And then he gets the weed whacker. What happened to you?
Yeah, what are you...
What the fuck happened?
Novak just walked in on a crutch. One crutch.
Why do you have crutches?
I jumped on a 10-foot thing in a basketball court and pretty much broke my ankle again.
Let me guess.
Got Bill Butler with me.
How you doing?
Hey, remember that thing you canceled out on like 2 years ago and you were supposed to be there? Yeah. I got like 10 people that want to skate the park and stuff.
Yeah, good.
I brought two limos. I paid for two limos.
Well, if you would have got here earlier, we would have saw a moon man mission go down. What's going on?
That's my attorney. Anyone talks me wrong, I'm suing. Say something wrong, bitch.
I thought Bill Butler's your attorney.
That's what I pointed to Bill.
No, you didn't.
Well, Bill said
these people.
All right, so I'm going to play a song right now. It's track 4. It's the new Placebo, and it's called... What the fuck is it called?
Oh, the bends is good though, right?
It's good again. It's drying out. It's drying out. Did you hear about? Oh,
far
I'll tell
from
you.
Done.
All right. Yeah, what it's worth. There's the new Placebo and it fucking rocks. So here we go. Track 4. Radio Bam. Series 20.
Fuck shit. Your eyes for what it's worth. For what it's worth. For what it's worth. For what it's worth. Broke up the family. Everybody cried for what
God-shaped hole tonight. For what it's worth.
Whoa, what happened?
Faction, baby.
Nice, good.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Oh, yeah, that was Placebo. For What It's Worth, new album. It's fucking awesome.
That's what I say about you every day.
So, about a week ago, I finished the 69 Eyes video, and then afterwards we went to the Note and got pretty loaded, and then UC said, hey man, why don't you come to the Donington Festival and then you could go to the Metal Hammer Awards and present an award for Marilyn Manson. And I said, all right, fuck yeah, when? He's like, tomorrow. So what do? I get Novak and Jocaso to fly to England with me, and Novak was the biggest piece of shit the whole time. Dude, brother, you were hell on earth, dude.
I'm not going to London to buy a goddamn book.
Plus your pants sag so low and you never have boxes on, so your dick and asshole are hanging out on the airplane. I'm like, you're not even going to get through customs, dude.
Tell me how I fill my customs paper out coming back about the vegetables.
Man. Yeah. You fill out the customs form and it says, are you carrying any animals or vegetables? He writes yes. And then, are you carrying any, like, illegal? Yeah, he circles yes to everything, and the guy's like, well, you circled all this shit. Well, where is it? You looks like you don't have anything. He's like, yeah, I don't. I just have this little bag right here with a book in it. And then he's just like, well, where's all the other stuff? You circled yes to everything. Oh, I don't know what I was filling out. And then it said name, and you put Pat Novak.
I thought they wanted my next of kin's name.
Plus, he did it all wrong, too. It said,
everything
first
you could do wrong,
name,
he did it.
And then you put Novak, and then it says last name, and then you put Pat.
Yeah. You're exaggerating.
A couple extra numbers and your passport number.
And they cut you off when you're like seventh bottle of red wine, and then you started ringing the bell, and she was getting so pissed, and then you're saying, yeah, my buddy Jocaso wants another red wine. And he's like,
no, they weren't going to give it to me.
They're like, he's sleeping. He doesn't want it.
They weren't going to give it to me.
God. That's then we get to the hotel in Camden. And
wait, don't forget about his dirty socks right up in that.
Dude, you had the most minging socks the whole time because we didn't bring any luggage at all, so we had to rock whatever clothes we had on the whole time.
You
yeah, because it's better when you never bring any luggage because then
so
you don't
now
have to.
I'm in trouble for not
but
bringing luggage.
Then you don't have to wait for your bag to come.
Well, why am I in trouble for not bringing luggage if you tell me not
you're
to
not
bring
in
it?
Trouble? You're in trouble for being a piece of shit and your feet also reeked so bad,
oh,
dude.
God,
I bet they don't smell as bad as yours right now.
Not to mention, I had to sleep next to you, and then you come in wasted as fuck at 5 in the morning. I'm dead asleep, and then I couldn't sleep after that because of your stinky-ass feet, and then I hear your mouth. And I couldn't sleep at all, and then I hear, then you finally shut up, and then I hear, I'm like, what the fuck is that now? So I look over at Jocaso and he's sleeping. I'm like, well, it's not him. And then I look right over to you, 1 foot away from me, and you're jerking off.
On the
off.
Same bed.
I'm jerking. It's disgusting.
Man, I'm glad
then
I slept through that.
I just grab the blanket and I just lay on the floor, and then Jocaso wakes up. He's like, dude, I can't let you sleep there. Just take my bed. I'll deal with it. I'll sleep next to him.
So what do you want to take me to London and say, oh, Novak was a great boy. He hung in Barnes & Noble and read the whole time.
I didn't want you to read a book at Barnes & Noble. I just didn't want you to be a complete piece of shit. You were like falling down the stairs at the Metal Hammer Awards. Red wine spilled all over you, and your ass and dick was hanging out the whole time.
There's no night and day with me, though. You know that.
Did you bring any money? You didn't bring any money with you.
Yeah, I brought money, but he wasn't.
Yeah, you brought $50, and you spent it all on Kentucky Fried Chicken. There's three of us, and you buy 8 boxes of chicken.
You wouldn't let me go home to get money, A. B, the money I brought, I couldn't buy what I wanted to buy, so I had to spend it on something, so I bought tons of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Who goes to England with $50 and then blows it all on KFC?
Sitting on this stoop eating chicken, man. It was a good moment. I think people were just taken back by us.
My favorite picture in the whole book.
Yeah, we did. We took one disposable camera. We didn't have G with us. So.
Two underwater cameras in case we wanted to get in the bathtub and take some freaky shots.
Why was there an underwater camera?
Underwater
you should have just pissed on it and then took a photo.
I think we did
at
one point.
Just shoved it out my asshole and took a shot or something. What the fuck? Just let Rite Aid develop that, those fat fucks.
What do you think? Novak's trashiest moment was the whole trip? Like when was he?
God,
just
one moment.
All right.
Jeez.
There was one point where I just couldn't even deal with you anymore. You couldn't even form sentences. You wanted to go out, and I'm like, I can't deal with it. Then I take you to a place, a rock bar called the Crowbar, which is a bunch of like washed up rockers, and all you're doing is, where the fuck is Pete Doherty? I want to find Pete Doherty. And that's the last thing they want to hear, because Pete Doherty is successful and they're not. And they're like, we don't give a fuck about Pete Doherty. Wow, where's Pete Doherty? I'm like, shut the fuck up.
He's in a new tablet. He's looking pretty good these days. He is.
Who we didn't find him. Were you upset we didn't find him?
Dude, I think he's a myth, a legend, a ghost, what have you. But I cannot find that fucker to save my life, man. I mean, I don't even know if he exists. I think just someone touches buttons and makes his voice appear.
You actually, when you're at your worst moment of being drunk, you're like,
fuck, I might just die here. I was ready to. I'd rather die there than come home to get fucking bitched out at.
You were trying to do a cannonball off the top naked at Camden Town right in front of everybody into like the most minging water ever.
Didn't you
make water was like brown as can be.
Oh, yeah, that was gnarly.
There was trash and shit in it.
Didn't you make a list of like the people that you'll miss? Because
I think
I have it right here.
Oh, good.
Mom, life partner, which is me, Diva the dog, Bucky Lasik, brother and sister, Mandy and Bill Butler.
Yeah, which is my attorney right here. So anyone says anything wrong to me, I will sue you.
So what happened to your leg?
Well, I was in Little Italy once again, and I get cornered by the same people who I owe $9,000 to, and they circle me into this baseball court.
Why do you keep winding up in these areas?
Because I'm not going to not go to my mother's house. They could suck my dick. I'm always going to go see my mother. So I go to see her. They catch me leaving. So I haul ass running away from them, and they corner me into this like 5-foot-high fence. So not only do I have to climb the 5-foot-high fence, I have to jump down the other side, which is 5 foot, and then I'd say about 8 foot down below from that.
Like so bleachers?
No, a fence up and then a fence down to a brick wall. So the 5-foot-high fence to a brick wall, which is 8 feet. So 8, 9, 10, 11, 13 feet, I jump right onto my goddamn ankle, man.
Let me guess, they beat you up anyway. Or did you get away?
No, I ran in traffic and started screaming for help. I ran in the middle of oncoming and incoming traffic.
With a busted ankle?
Big time. I had no shoe on. I lost my shoe in the battle.
Did it hurt, or were you too drunk to care?
I was completely sober. It hurt like a bitch. Still does hurt.
Why are you wearing underwear today?
Because I'm in no mood to be a character. I just had to be me.
Holy shit, you're wearing boxers?
Dude, he's cleaned up right now. He's got a shower. Never mind.
I just wet my hair. I did a bird bath.
Remember when that one girl was like, you're being an asshole. Fuck you, bitch. You think I'm being an asshole? Well, take a look at my asshole. And then you just moon her, like, and just show your sick ass.
I was telling Bill how you ruined that nice sweatshirt you let me borrow when I was trying to kick Gandalf a 400-pound ginge.
Dude,
tell the story.
We're at this bar, and he has his hooded sweatshirt on, and I just throw a cigarette in there. And he's so drunk to even notice, but, dude, his whole hood was just up in smoke.
Oh, yeah.
The whole place, like, caught on to it, and people were trying to tell you about it. I'm like, don't tell him. Just let it catch on fire. And you're sitting there, dude, just up in smoke, and you have no idea. And you're just like,
what the fuck is that? Where's that coming from?
To a 400-pound gin.
And then the whole hood gets caught on fire, and there's a massive hole, and you just had the hood over the hat, but the hat was sticking out of the hood because of the big hole.
I woke up next morning like, what the fuck is this, and where did it come from?
So you're going to go back to Little Italy and get beat up more?
It's either there or my house. I should choose, I guess. I don't know. Both are hell really right now to me. So I really don't know what I'll do.
So how about checking into the hotel in Camden?
Oh, no.
And we all walk in there, and they're like, whoa, 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 what do you think you're doing? I'm like, going to my hotel room? Here's my key. And they're like, what's your last name? And I tell them, and I guess they've spelled it wrong because it wasn't in their computer. And then we get in this massive fucking argument.
They won't let you up to your own room.
They would not let me go to my own room. And I'm like, I have the key. Like, if you go up, you could see me open my door. And, like, this Indian guy or whatever, what was he?
He was
Persian.
He was like, yeah. He was Persian. And I'm like, I'm running to my door to open it. And he's like, basically like tackled me, and then he was trying to rip the card out of my hand, and then he got it, and then I grabbed his hand and then I ripped it out of his. Yeah. Then as soon as it was going to get real ugly, it was just me and him upstairs fighting.
He wouldn't let us go with you. No, so I sent you up there because I was like, you know
then,
what?
Then this other guy comes in right when it was going to get real bad, and he goes, hey, the room is his. Yeah. And I go, ha! Ah, fuck you. And then I open up the door. I'm like, fucking asshole. And then I shut the door. And then I opened it again. I go, fucking asshole. And then I shut it.
Meanwhile, I'm down at the front desk trying to explain what's going on. And he's just trying to get a word in. And everything coming out of his mouth.
Dude, you were just making matters worse because you were drunk as shit. And you were trying to put in your 2 cents. And every time you spoke, it just made them realize how drunk you were and how you were probably going to be a maniac in the room.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, me and Jocasta were talking. Let it be like that. Even a third person chiming in with good points is no good. And you had no good points.
But then we came back to get your passport. Remember, I'm like, did drugs come? You're like, yeah, no, like the drugs came.
Like, we're trying to be reasonable with the guy. Like, listen, it's my room. I don't understand why I can't go. It's his room. You should let him go up to his room. It's like, dude, now you're being loud and drunk and obnoxious. Now we're definitely not going to be able to get into the room.
Did we get in the room?
Yeah, we got in.
Not thanks to you.
Thank you.
Why thank you?
Because we got in the room.
You're the whole reason why they probably wouldn't even let us in.
If we could only call them.
There's probably like one moment, maybe like 30 minutes worth of the whole time in London where you were medium okay.
I had a great time.
Oh, man.
Dude, going through the airport with you is like...
That was the worst. That was the worst moment
like
of the whole
my trip. Heart is just pumping like boom, boom, boom.
Wow,
like,
that's how I feel when it's just the two of us in the airport, especially when we're coming from Finland.
Like, no, thank
the
you.
The way that you
thank
feel
you.
About Brandon
thank
is
you,
how
Missy.
I feel about you.
High five. I love you, babe. Fuck yeah. Take my side.
I will, because he's hell in airports.
I'll tell you why.
He
every
threw
time,
himself down on the floor
because,
one time because the liquor store wasn't open.
Oh, thank you.
Threw himself down on the fucking floor in the airport in Helsinki.
Defend yourself now, hotshot.
I am, if you would let me talk. Every time we fly home from Finland, it's always a 5 in the morning flight, so I'm forced to just stay up at the bars, and they close at about 3 o'clock, and then I'll go wipe out the minibar, and then by then I'm drunk as a skunk, and I want to keep the mission going. So... That's what happens whenever I go to Finland because the only flights that leave are 5 or 7 in the morning.
Well,
so
this is weird.
I'm not gonna sleep. I'm not gonna get like 3 hours of sleep. That's worse than none at all.
This is weird because I want to agree with Missy because she's actually taking my side, but I also want to agree with him because
I
want him to get loaded.
No,
like
I understand. I understand why, but I'm just saying, airport time with him is pretty rough sometimes.
Thank you. So it's kind of like Switzerland, neutral.
Wow. Right,
let's play a song. It's kind of like Switzerland. He thought
I read books.
He thought
I'm an author.
He thought he was in the state of Europe, and London was London was the country, and England was
the town.
No, England was
the Atlantic
no,
Ocean.
No, you thought you were in Germany, London half the
and
time.
I was catching Atlantic Ocean back to my house.
Yeah, and he thought that the Thames River or Thames or whatever was the was the Atlantic Ocean.
The Thames.
You actually looked at a river and go, so what's this, the Atlantic Ocean? And they're like, are you serious? Yeah, well, this is Germany, right? And that's the Atlantic Ocean. They're like,
Germany?
Not at all.
Oh, wait. How about the cab driver with the shit on the seat?
Right when we get on the cab.
Oh, tell him.
Dude, your pants were down so low, and I could see him turning around, and he just sees your ass bare ass just sit on the seat. He goes,
it'd be like this.
Jesus Christ, mate, you're gonna leave a fucking shit stain on me cab.
Oh man. Track three. He went over hours about that, dude. He went over.
I just started dying laughing so bad, but like, he was aggro in the beginning.
He
like,
loved it though, Dan.
Jesus Christ, you mate, you're gonna leave a fucking shit stain on me cab. And I just busted up laughing for like 20 minutes
you
straight.
You're gonna make me get out the rubber, go,
then,
go.
Then he started to think it was funny too.
And then, did you tell him about how we got two hours out of our destination and me and you were so pissed off?
Oh my God.
Smoke weed with some Rasta man to calm us down.
All right, picture taking a cab 2 hours, which is already
the complete opposite.
300 pounds, which is, you know, double that. So that's like $500.
The opposite
way. He takes us the wrong way, 2 hours in the opposite direction. Apparently, there's two Donningtons in England because he took us to the wrong one. The
problem was we were asking just random people how to get there.
And then I owed him 340 pounds, but I already gave him the 300, and he's like, you owe me 40 more pounds. I'm like, fucking fuck you. And then I lit up a cigarette, and he's like, you can't smoke in here. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, we smoked.
then he drops us off at a train station that takes us nowhere even close to where we need to go, and time is running out. You know, like, they're going on, 69 Eyes are going on in about 2 hours, so I had to get another cab to take us 2 hours.
I just remember you getting out of the
cab
and, like, having a bag of something, just throwing everything in the air. It was like, you know, it was just, we
pull up to the train station, I'm like, gee, thanks, and then I just get out and I just throw a whole bag of clothes up in the air.
At this point, like, we were like, there's no way we're going to get to this show.
And some Rasta guy comes to me, he's like, you got a light? And I thought he wanted to light a cigarette. I'm like, yeah, here, and I light it for him. He's like, no, I need it for outside. So I got out with him, and he has this humongous, like, Cheech and Chong joint.
And I never even smoked weed. I was like, give me that thing, man.
So me and Bam were outside smoking weed with this Rasta. And thank God for that guy, wherever he is right now. So we decided to smoke so much that literally when we got in the cab, we slept the whole way.
Yeah, you two slept. I had your shoe. You had a dog turd on it, like right in my face.
I don't remember.
And then like the festival was so confusing because there was like 100 workers there and none of them knew where the artist entrance was.
Then I got
nobody.
Then I ended up getting jerked off in some field by some satanic slut.
She was actually called the satanic slut. So
they were nice.
Best way you can make money. He hooked up with one. Jocasso.
I was wondering why you had purple glitter all over your face. I'm like, why is there purple glitter all over your face? Oh, I was making out with some satanic slut.
Dude, this satanic slut opened her purse and she had a dildo in her purse. I'm like, what's that for? She's like, when I get bored. I'm like, Jesus, you got a great life. I swear to God.
Not my girl.
No, my girl. The girl that I should probably marry. But anyway. So she starts fucking jerking me off in the middle of a goddamn cow field. People running around everywhere. I'm like, well, let's go somewhere a little more personal, which there was no more personable. And I end up losing her. And then I find him like 3 hours later with all his purple shit over his face. I'm like, what were you, the goddamn strip joint? He's like, no, it's a satanic slut. I'm like, which one? Because I thought it was my satanic slut. There was going to be a problem. And it was. It was a different one.
You had perfume all over your teeth. Dude, you smelled like you raped smells like you raped the Abercrombie and Fitch model, dude.
Smell like you got fucked by an Italian hooker.
Yeah.
Dude, but me and Bam came knocking on the bathroom. We came knocking on our hotel room door, and it took him like 20 minutes to answer. And he bought some goddamn foot fetish porno mag, that shit that he likes.
It's called Leg World or something.
But
there's one. There's a double page spread of just like girls'
like
feet.
This.
He's like, you're into this? You're a sick
it's
motherfucker. Like, you like this shit with the fishnet showing feet? I'm like, I don't want to look at feet. That's one page out of the whole magazine.
So Jocasta takes 20 minutes to answer the door, and we're like, what are you doing there? He's like, eating chocolate. I'm like, yeah, right. You're not
he's in the bathroom
the
eating
bathroom.
Chocolate. Either you're jerking off or taking a minging ass shit.
And then
you're not eating chocolate.
And then remember, he had to turn the blow dryer
you know,
on
as a trainer goes, eating chocolate is like kind of something you want to hide from people. So I went into the bathroom to eat. I heard they had good chocolate in England, and I went to the bathroom to eat some because I felt bad.
Why the bathroom?
Because I didn't want you guys to think less of me because you know I'm all into push ups and whatnot.
And I thought,
well, I'm going to go in the bathroom while they're out, you know, having a cigarette.
So you snuck chocolate from us.
Yeah, but there was a porno.
Like what a 7 year old would do from his parents. That's what you were doing.
Who'd you jerk off to? Feet or pussy?
I was eating a piece of chocolate.
And what'd you jerk off to while eating chocolate?
Well, I was looking at the foot magazine, though.
So you jerked off to the feet.
I didn't get to that point.
You
but
jerked off.
Oh, man.
You're a lot. Swear to God on your mom.
You were in there for like 20 minutes. Off. You're not eating chocolate for 20 minutes.
I know.
It was good.
And there was no shower running.
It was good chocolate. And I brushed my teeth afterwards.
And then he said he flossed.
Don't change the subject.
I know. What did you jerk off to right now, here and now?
Which chick was it?
Which one? I'll tell you.
The brunette with the fishnets.
All right.
Here we go. Let's go. What was it, Picasso?
I admit, I like the Feet magazine.
Oh, you fucking fag. Man, you two are born for each other, man.
It's not. It's just different. It's just.
What's different about feet? Jerk off to these things. What's not about that?
You look. You got to look at it this way. There's a vagina.
Dude, you got a big bruise and it stinks. Let me smell your foot. Yeah. Dude, you reek.
I don't wear ads from running from fucking 12 Dagos. Them goddamn guys. Sorry, Bill. I know you represent. He represents half of them, but sorry. Yeah.
All right, let's play this Agonist track. This song is called Thank You Pain.
Is this the...
They should get way more than they deserve, man. They went through hell and high water to get what they have.
Yeah,
right
they're
now.
From Montreal
Cheers
and they rock.
Give them a war, man. They deserve Agonist, way more.
Radio Bam, Sears 28.
Fuck shit.
What we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
So we just got back from England, and
God damn, was a great trip.
And Novak had to instantly go back to Baltimore because he had to be at court at 8 a.m.
So
how did that go?
It went fucking horrible. Well,
yeah. What happened anyway?
They let me out of court. I get out of court. Who did I run into? the day goes to $10,000 for from ripping them off from heroin or for money.
You are bumping into these guys left and right, dude.
I bought it. It's like the fucking plague. I know. You want a roommate, Picasso?
Sure.
So, all right. Well, I'm ready, dude. Bill, give me 20 grand. So I get out of court. They fucking chase me. I break my ankle. I run in the middle of the streets. The police get me. What do I have? Two warrants. Well, I have one warrant for my arrest. I go to central booking, the city jail. They find out who I am. Like, oh, we gotta give this guy a single cell. I'm like, no, just put me in with the rest of the prisoners. They put me in with the rest of the prisoners. Who do they call?
Bill Butler.
Me. Which is Bill Butler, my attorney. And they say, well, not only does he have one warrant, he has two warrants, and he owes $5,000 for all these bills. So what? How did you get me out of that, Bill? What did you do?
I didn't. You got to go back. There's still a warrant for your arrest.
How about when this piece of shit, the one time, fell asleep during court, which is, like, completely rude, and the judge was so fed up, and then you fell asleep with your cell phone, and then you lost that because somebody stole it from you. How did you get him out of that one? What was the reason for that, anyway?
He's got a 9 o'clock court appearance, right? He shows up at 8:30, falls asleep in the courtroom, of course. He's snoring in the courtroom.
Idiot.
You know that same noise you made earlier?
Yeah.
That. With all the sounds and effects, you know.
Couldn't sleep all night.
The judge walks out, who's asleep in his courtroom, asks him to leave.
What a piece.
So he's out there in the hallway. He's falling asleep again on the bench, passed out totally. Where is his cell phone on his chest? Who's calling him? Me. Why? Because I'm going to be late. Tell the judge, be late. Can't get a hold of him.
Why? Now he's frantic, running around the courtroom looking for his phone with his ass hanging out.
I'm frantic. Well, I can't get a hold of him.
Mm-hmm.
You're working a deal with a prosecutor, and the prosecutor wants to give me like 6 months supervised probation and piss twice a week and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, you'd fail that instantly.
Oh, big time. So you pull the prosecutor to the side away from the judge, and you're talking to him, and I'm running in between you guys looking for my cell phone. Remember that?
Yeah, well, that's after I got there because I couldn't reach you. I got there around 11 o'clock, tried to work out something for you, and they said, not this guy, not the guy outside there. The guy that's still asleep. No, he's inside now.
Yeah,
you know, judge is giving you the evil eye. Remember, he's looking at
you. Yeah, I hate him.
He
wanted, if I shot daggers, I would have been dead 10 years ago.
Oh. So the last time you were in court, it was for trespassing.
Baltimore? They null process.
You were in the ghetto, right, and they gave you a trespassing charge.
I didn't even step
Aren't you allowed to be wherever you want?
The judge, I didn't even go into court. The judge threw it right out. I had to walk in.
Didn't he yell at the police officer and said, don't waste my time?
Yeah, but I was not in my sight. I didn't have to go in the courtroom. The judge yelled at the cop.
So what were you doing in the ghetto anyway?
I was going to see my mother. She lives right outside. It's Little Italy, then it's Perkins Project.
Lies.
I was buying some pills, too, that day. But not the the second time I was going to see her when I broke my ass.
So when the cops came up, did you already have the pills?
I swallowed them.
How many?
10.
And what were they?
Xanax.
Were you bonkers?
No, because they didn't give enough time to kick in. They let me go right away.
And then didn't they find some like vial of coke behind a dumpster that had mud all over it? And it was obviously like, old as shit. And then they pinned that on you too?
Missy would know this. It's like if you go to Tiffany's, they give you a little. No, hush up. She'll know what this is.
I heard this story, dude.
You know, like if they give you a little test thing to take home, a little tube vial, a little tester to take home, like a little test vial.
Cocaine?
A perfume.
No, a little perfume thing.
A little perfume, but they fill them with cocaine in the project and get it.
And then they blamed it on him.
And it was like behind a dumpster. It was behind a dumpster. It's been there for like 10 months. Like somebody did it 10 months ago and they put it in my eye. And I'm like, dude. Look at my eyes. They be like flying saucers. Obviously, I'm not here to buy cocaine. If I'm buying anything, it's derivative of cocaine.
Well, not to mention, you did. It is a perfect excuse. You got off the bus, and the shortcut is through the ghetto to get to Little Italy.
It was the total truth, really. Besides the fact I was buying pills, but it was a truth. So I got off, but then I spent 2 days in jail this last weekend and got a broken ankle. All after in London.
Yeah, but you know why you got out? Your feet stunk.
Yeah.
Well, then I see Bill today, and he's like, heard you're in jail over the weekend. I'm like, how the fuck do you know? He's like, got some anonymous calls. I'm like, who the fuck calls you from jail and tells you I'm there? Who calls you, Bill? Who, like, tell
podiatrist.
Us. Who?
Podiatrist.
No. Who really calls you? Because who called you to tell you? This is serious. Who?
The podiatrist called, said you were in jail annoying all the other jailmates because your feet were reeking.
They knew who I was because the COs were like, oh, you got a great website. We know who you are, blah, blah. I wasn't telling other inmates because they didn't want to take me for ransom because no one's going to pay my ransom to get out. So I'm like, how do you know I was there, honestly? How did you know I was in jail?
Everybody knows you do feet, man. When you were sucking that broad's toes in England in the sidecar, remember that? Everybody knows that.
That's why he's my attorney. That's one sick fuck right here. That's why we're fucking like, what was that show called? Jack and Larry.
What?
What was that show?
I don't know.
The Three's Companies. Jack, Larry, and...
Jack Tripper?
Jack and who else? It was three people. Jack Tripper.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never heard
dudes. They're like
Laverne
chicks.
And Shirley. How about that?
Well, we'll go with Laverne and Shirley, but we're men. Sure.
Good story.
Yeah, no bad.
it was a good start, too.
So back to getting jacked off in the cow pasture. I'm like, surgically, where the hell is Novak? So out in the field with some cows getting jerked off by a satanic slut.
And then some hot-ass bitch I'm getting jerked off by. The bitch was hot as a fucking firecracker. She decided to call me at 6 a.m. Our flight leaves at 10. She said, I'm just concerned and I want to tell you I hope you have a safe trip. Why do you care if my trip goes down the Atlantic fucking ocean? Who cares if I have a safe trip?
You met her for 15 minutes and she's calling you at 6 in the morning, waking everybody up to tell you have a good flight. Dude.
She Man. Came out of nowhere with that.
Dude, over and over. I was expecting her to die. Now I know how you felt the night before when I decided
to stay. You were so drunk
out.
And pissing me off that I said, go roam the streets of London and kill yourself. If you knock on this door, I'm going to murder you. And then at 5 a.m., kung, 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 for like 2 minutes straight. And I listened
besides
your
that,
mouth.
is what
pisses me off so bad is that like I laid there for 3 hours trying to sleep. And he comes right in after like a bender and just falls instantly asleep right away. Now
as,
I'm even more mad.
As if you don't do the same.
Yeah, but now I extra can't sleep because I'm listening to you breathe and then jerk off.
Yeah, but I mean, fuck it. We all had our ups and downs.
It was a good time.
What'd you do while we were gone, G? Eat cheese steaks and fuck off?
Cheese sticks.
Cheese sticks?
Steaks.
What'd you eat today, G?
G, don't lie, piece of shit.
G lost 7 pounds.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I did.
What'd you eat?
What do you weigh?
7 pounds?
194 now.
Yeah, all right, buddy.
Something like that.
You do the colon cleanse?
What'd you eat today, G? For real, don't lie.
Don't lie. Yeah, starting from morning to end, what'd you eat?
I didn't eat till like 4, so I had like a bologna sandwich.
That's just bologna. You're a liar.
I swear to God, dude.
With no cheese on it?
With cheese.
See?
And pickles.
What else?
And what else? That's not you all.
There's always a bag of chips that comes with that.
Did you eat
kettle chips?
See?
Good call.
Forget.
I never got that.
Barbecue chips.
Good call.
Goes good with
what'd you drink with it? Not Sub-Zero Coke.
No, just water.
Bullshit.
I remember I asked Phil what he ate, and he said, I just had a dinky little hamburger at McDonald's. And I look at the receipt. It's like Big Mac, 2 hamburgers,
and
supersized the whole thing.
You know what I love?
Like, Phil, receipt. You're lying. It's a dinky little hamburger.
I love when people go to like McDonald's or Wendy's and they order the supersized and then they get the Diet Coke to go with it. What the fuck is the reason for the diet? You're not going to lose any
900
of the weight
calorie
you got.
Hamburger with massive greasy
Coke.
Fries. You think a Diet Coke is going to help at all?
Just go.
Maybe like 0.001% it might help. That's it.
Not even that. Dude. It's just washing down the fatness. That's all it is.
All right. I'm going to play this.
So did you tell him you wouldn't buy me a tranny in London?
Track 6, He-Man on the Loose. This is Ottoman recording hell. I'm on the keyboards and Deco's singing. So, yeah, this is a hard-to-find CD. Ottoman recording hell. Here we go. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Faction.
You fools! What have you done again? Nothing. No, we haven't done anything at all. We've only waited for you to call. When you do, we'll be there. Salvatore, wild hair. Whatever, fools. He-Man is on the loose. When he gets here, I'll probably rape both your caboose. Oh, never. Yes, it's true. Don't worry about that. He'll be coming soon, and I'll defend him with that. Or this. Hurry up. Take my calls. I have to piss.
Sure, anything you say, Salvatore, I'll be here today.
When Evil Lynn gets in, tell her I'm having gin. And I'll take one later with her hand and later on her chin. I suppose that would be good enough for you.
Oh, Skeletor, anything for you, I would do. A thousand things, true. I would lift the asshole of you. I would deliver mail. Around the world, I should sail. I'd betray you not. Skeletor?
silent fool, get in that cooking pot and shake your ass and move it so damn slow. I like the way it works, Beast Man. You know how it goes.
Sure I do, baby. I'm sure to do. And now it's going down. It's going here, porn. That's what I meant to say. Can you forgive me, Skeletor? Jack and fool today. You very fool. Where's Mama? Right now, Skeletor. I'll close the kitchen. I'm closing up the door.
You stupid fool.
Ah, don't you know that I swim in a school?
Silence! I don't mean to upset you with all my violence!
Oh, Skeletor, that was a joke! Can you do it again?
Beast Man! You know you're my furry friend! Now you're acting and shit to the left all night! All cause the pussy, you know the shit's right! Shake that motherfucking ass! Man, all men got shit from that grass! She may slide, I'll defend you all with this! And when I get done, I'll piss in the nuclear pond with a piss! Oh, stick it up, G, watch me! Here I go! Watch my flow, Beast Man knows how it goes!
So I do, take off your clothes! Let me rape your ass! Let me get you down and dirty, start and back! Oh, Skeletor, you know what I have in store for your ass! A trapdoor in Grayskull will make you fall down. And on my cock you'll land, sacredly on the ground. I will bound you and bind you and define you all night. Oh, Skeletor, I wanna dine you with my might.
Ah, Beast Man, you've got a deal. One thing to learn, that Skeletor always comes with a vicious batch of sperm. And I'll blast into your ass. The song is over, get out fast.
Fools!
Silence, fools!
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up,
Faction.
Yep. Are we back?
And there you have it.
And we're back. And we're that back. Was Ottoman recording hell. I hear you're in the doghouse, Novak.
What the fuck's new?
What happened now?
I'm so sick of it. If I had the money to buy a gun, I would have been blowing my brains out.
Well, why do you put up with it?
I really don't know. Honestly, I have this stripper in Baltimore who loves the same music I love, loves everything I love, and loves the different drugs that I love, which is good because if we both like the same drugs, we're going to hell in a handbasket.
But you like everything.
No, I don't like everything. I'll do cocaine in minimal amounts. But don't, you didn't hear that, Bill. That's off the record. Mm-hmm. And but She's so cool, and she loves everything, and she doesn't bitch about me what I do. She doesn't bitch about me giving her $2,000 because I'm paying half the mortgage, blah, 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 blah. So she was mad. Like, God forbid I come to a radio show and make money for it. She doesn't like that either. She doesn't like anything I do to make money. She hates everything. She just fucking... So what I've came to the conclusion with, the first or next month, I'm out.
Well, you do stupid-ass shit. You can't really blame her.
But that's me, though. She has to understand.
You were out with some stripper all night fucking her.
No, I wasn't. I was with some black lady in the ghetto doing pills. What's so wrong with that?
It's better than being with a stripper fucking brawls, isn't it?
They're both really bad, Brandon.
Well, how do I get myself better, miss? What do I do?
I'm not going to...
Say it. What do I do, miss?
What do you suppose he does?
What do I do, miss? Just say it. Just say it.
I don't know.
What do I do? Just give me advice. You're a woman. Tell me.
What you should do to make yourself better?
Besides be a fucking homebody. Yeah, what do I do?
I don't...
Yeah, honestly, what do you do in Baltimore? Like, what's your typical day? What
you
do you do?
You told me you do gardening.
I do gardening.
Well, you wake up at what time and then what?
I wake around 2.
Instantly smoke a stove.
Big time. And then I usually do my gardening. Then I try to...
What do you garden?
My grass! My yard.
You garden your grass?
No, not my grass. I'm sorry.
You got a plot of land.
My little fucking flower area. I do that. I do everything outside the house to stay the fuck away from her.
Does your ass crack hang out when you're working?
Yeah, my neighbors love me, let me tell you, man.
My old
neighbor is so nervous of me, they lock every door possible. Because when I was hurt with both broken ankles, they're like, give me the aspirin, so I go over there, and they have loads of pills. And they kind of probably caught me trying to take some pills that should be taken. So they're from Germany. I think they're German spies, personally. Because I see them up at like 6 in the morning and doing something under their car, like it would be a bomb or something. I really think they're German spies. So they don't.
We were actually walking down the street one time in Westchester, and there was like some yellow pill laying on the bricks. And he's like, oh. I'm like, well, what is it? He's like, I don't know. Well, it looks like we'll find out in 15 minutes. And then he swallows it. It could have been anything.
Anything better than what I was feeling at the moment.
Oh, man.
So I'm really You guys can laugh at my pain and sorrow, but I'm in a predicament right now. I really don't know what I should do. What do you think I should? What do you think?
Are
I
you
should
banned do? From the house right now?
Fuck no! I paid the mortgage this month. I'm not banned.
Do you sleep in the same bed, or do you have to sleep on the couch?
I sleep on my L-shaped.
Your L-shaped couch?
Yeah.
Did you buy that with your own money?
Big time. I spent $3,000 for me and my dog to sleep on a couch.
Who owns all the shit in your house?
Everything's in her name. Even I pay the mortgage. What do I
even know? The house is in her name?
And I pay the mortgage.
So you're going to get screwed on that if anything goes awry?
I mean, just like the rest of my life, but what do I do? I mean, is my best bet to move out and just buy an apartment?
Well, you did that, and you spent 3 nights in the apartment, and you gave the guy $4,000, and then when you didn't even tell him that you didn't want the place anymore, so 3 months goes by, he says that you owe him another $6,000, you go, fuck you, put it on my tab, just like everything else.
Yeah, well, he told me.
But all you had to do was call the landlord and say, I don't want to live there anymore, and then but you never said anything, you just let the house be there, like, he thinks that you're living in it for 2 extra months.
I kept the VG on and everything, man. I owe a lot of money. But regardless, all I did was call for references. So I just give them, like, Franz's name, your name, someone else, my mother's name, blah, blah. So I don't see what I'm thinking about. After the first of this month, I'll have much more than enough cash needed to just go get my own place and fucking flee the scene, man. I'll let her deal with the mortgage. What do you think?
Sounds like a plan.
I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
I just think you guys need to talk it out. I think just you really talk.
There
out.
Is no talking it out. I think you're doomed.
Dude, you're Novak. You can't have a girlfriend. There's like anything that happens, like if there's any point in any time, if some girl wants to do anything, or guy at this matter, you'll just do it.
It's like,
remember I took you to New Hope, which is a gay town and a witch town, and then you go, oh, your name's Chris? Are you gay? Yeah. Hey, Bam, this is my homie buddy Chris. He's the man. Hey, Chris, if you give me $20, I'll let you suck my dick in the bathroom.
But the thing is, though, it's like you.
So now you're going with guys and girls.
It's really like you and your ex, man. It's like you talk, she screams, there's no winning. You know?
Oh, there's no logic whatsoever.
Exactly.
She wouldn't even listen to what I had to say. She'd just yell over me, and then we get nowhere.
Before Bill pulled up with 2 limos, I'm talking to her. She made me so mad I had to go in the kitchen and start downing a bottle of wine at 4 p.m. I'm drinking wine out of the bottle. And I said, look, we can get somewhere talking like this, but as soon as you start screaming, it's fuck you, fuck off, I'm sick of it. If you talk to me, we'll get somewhere. We're talking. And she won't talk. She screams. Therefore, I remote back to Battlefield 1 and scream my ass off. And then it's
doesn't she always throw out all the furniture and all your clothes and then you just leave it there? And
yeah,
then she
came,
has to go
I
pick
came,
it all back up
yeah,
and take it all back
I
in?
I came home one day. My L-shaped couch and my love chair were out front. Like, you were in my living room with all my clothes spread about. I'm like, bitch, I'm not picking that up. So unless you're ready to, it's going to stay out there forever.
She throws out shit just so she has to pick it all back up and take it all back in.
Can I get a restraining order against her, Bill, get her out of that house?
It's her house. It's in her name.
Man, you said enough tonight for me to get you a year for free anywhere.
That's my story of my life, dude. I don't care. I just don't care, really. Whatever happens, happens. But I'm over it.
How about us flying all the way to London for me to present an award to Marilyn Manson at the Metal Hammer Awards, but he was too muffed up on booze and coke to even come out to get the awards. Then I had to give it to a band called Anvil from Toronto, Ontario.
But you know what? I agree with that, though, because we watched that movie on the way home, and yeah. Anvil, if no one else, deserved that fucking award, man. They are busting their ass for nothing.
They're awesome.
They've got fucked over left and right. I'm glad that happened. I'm glad
they got the Metal as Fuck Award.
And they deserved every minute of that award you gave to them.
And I was praying to God that you wouldn't get thrown out before I had to present the award, because then you'd have to just sit outside in the rain.
You came back. I remember exactly what you said. You want me to tell you?
What I said?
You're still awake. Remember that?
Yeah.
See? Wasn't that fucked up? But I just remember on the plane, I'm like, man, thank God he gave those guys deserve an award. Marilyn Manson, he did his thing. I've read his books, Marilyn Manson, The Spooky Kids, great book, as well as Dream Seller. Go buy it. But, like, he really fucked. Anvil deserves that motherfucking award, man. They've busted their ass and gotten no credit. Dude, they did like 20 shows and got nothing for them, man.
They have like 20 albums out, too.
Yeah, they
got
a lot.
They've been around since 73 or something.
Yeah, dude, they had fucking Guns N' Roses talking about them, Metallica talking, every top band that has made it. And at the end of the day, at the end of the flight, before the flight landed, I remember saying it all comes down to the right place and the right time.
Big
and
time.
That's what it comes down to. And they weren't neither.
And they went to that festival in Japan, and it was like Bon Jovi, Metallica, like all big bands, and they were like in the roster, in the lineup too, and they're the only ones that never made it.
Right place, right times.
Well, they did get the Metal as Fuck Awards, yeah. So hopefully.
I think they're on.
But you know why they got the Metal as Fuck Awards? Because a lot of people honestly would have gave up and said, oh, fuck, we gave it our all and we didn't make it and walked away. They never walked away. And that's why they got it, because they did the whole documentary about how they had shitty management. They didn't get shit. And what it came down to is them not giving up. Just like when I talked to Bam, I'm like, fuck, my book people aren't paying me a goddamn dick. What do I do? And he's like, don't stop writing, you know? And if I stop writing, I might never get dick. If I keep writing, I might be the next whoever a great writer is.
Didn't you try to write a little bit on the plane? That just it,
plus, maybe if you write another book, somebody reads that, and then they'll look and see what else that they can get.
That's what Anvil did.
And then you could go to Amazon.com and then buy The Dream Seller.
Dream Seller by Brandon Novak. Buy it. Change your life forever. Hopefully not like mine.
You can call me the author.
That's
what I am. The author.
The author.
All right, let's do this new CKY album. This is Boardwalk Body, my favorite track off the album. So, Rock, they're on tour right now in Canada. If you're in Canada and listening, go on their website and look at their tour dates, because it rocks, and I'm flying out there, I believe, to Calgary. So, here we go.
Can I come?
If you're not going to be a complete piece of shit like London.
I swear I won't be.
That's what you said about London. Fuck you. Here we go. CKY, Radio Bam, Series 28.
Fuck shit.
Yeah.
Does this rash look curable?
Bam, I can't believe you.
Well, in the meantime,
call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG.
What's that? Is this kids?
I don't know.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Can you do it?
Faction.
Well, there you heard the new CKY. Yeah. Bam left my side because he could no longer understand the stench of my feet.
They're a little worse than they were on the trip, I guess, now. But that's because you had a bandage around him.
Picasso, fuck off.
I'm going to get some chocolate in the bathroom right now.
Yeah, a.k.a. jerk off. So now you have Novak. I'm signing off here for Radio Bam, a.k.a. Novak. It's my show. I wish. I need the paycheck. Anyways... Fuck you, keep listening. Radio Bam 28 fucks and
take care, everybody. Fancy. Enjoy your summer.
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more. Everybody.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday. 7-4 PM.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.